massive breaking news just in, according to our Adrian Wojnarowski, literally 4 minutes ago tweeting this. Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks is working with Kevin Durant and his business manager Rich Kleiman on finding a trade for the franchise star.
All right, what's good, Amon and Hoops family? Welcome back to our summer series. Today, we're bringing you a great video about Kevin Durant and the rest of this Nets mess. So, we got the rest of the crew there.
That wasn't a good intro.
No, you
that
was
that
good.
Was solid,
that was
great.
That was great.
That was great. I heard some shit, man.
Keep going, man. We're here.
I'm not even gonna start off the video today. I'm gonna let B start off the video about Kevin Durant and the Nets because A, he saw the outcome of this way better than I did. And B, I'm kind of more interested in your look on the perspective that you generally have, and was this a this is what you think of it completely? There is no describing this. It's a mess.
It's a soap opera.
So what are your feelings initially after this all goes down?
So when I initially heard the Kevin Durant tweet shot sent around the world, we all saw the tweet. Kevin Durant finally demands a trade. My initial reaction was.
A villain.
Yes.
He's a villain.
Evil villain.
It really was.
That's fitting.
It really was, though, because I was like, this man left Golden State. Golden State won without him. He tried to form his own super team. He tried to show us all he could do about himself, and he could lead his own franchise. And
he rocked.
And he's gone again.
And then he rocked.
And not only is he demanding a trade, his initial list was the two number one
seeds. In the conferences. Yes. All can't put jokes aside because this is a joke.
No, like it's all a like that's the thing. I think, and here's the funny part. The more it's playing out and the more my sources tell me. It's starting to look more and more like he might just be stuck in Brooklyn.
None of this made sense for me either.
And it doesn't, but at the same time, when you really look at KD and Kyrie and who they are, it all makes sense.
Some things that don't make sense is going to make even more nonsensical things happen.
Like crazy people, when crazy people do crazy things, you almost quantify it as normal. Like,
I understand.
It's all good. Like, this is who KD and Kyrie kind of are. Like, I can't remember. It was probably like our first year when we did the pod. And I never forget. I think we had a segment I did and it never made it. I don't know what happened to the footage, but I remember I had that whole segment. I was like, yo, KD needs a friend.
I think that did make the pod. That was the title of the pod.
Yeah, I think so.
That was the audio only one. This is what I meant. KD needs a friend who can be real with him. He tried it with Draymond. Him and Draymond fell out. He tried it with Westbrook. Him and Westbrook couldn't figure it out. He now tried it with Kyrie. And Kyrie just led him on a path of destruction. This ain't it. But it's hilarious to watch.
It's hilarious to watch. It's more confusing and everything to me. And a little irritating as well, just in a basketball sense. But it's more so, in my perspective, it's like, because mind you, when they got together, I said, this is a scenario A, Kyrie's first scenario that he chose. That's what I always said leading into it.
Yep.
Kevin Durant has so much to prove. So I'm like, as long as they're in Brooklyn, they're attempting to figure it out. So this was the dumbest offseason collectively. And I'm not calling people dumb or their situations crazy. It could have worked for them. But from the outside looking in, there's not a scratch of any of this that makes sense except for the Nets just being tired. And even that is still like, Sean Marks, you still have some questions to answer as a GM because I don't think you were making the greatest decisions. And Nets organization, of course, you're still going to have to take some blame for enabling and bringing them on. But that is the only thing that makes sense at this point is the fact that the Nets are willing to do things that makes no sense or help their franchise at all. Because they're so done and already been burnt already.
So the one thing I'll disagree with you on is, and granted, like, an organization always has to take some blame for anything that happens to it.
Yeah.
But on the same token, as a GM, you were presented the option of getting what people considered at the time was the best player in the world. And like even where, even if you give Kyrie a low ranking, like a top 15 player in the world,
I wasn't even thinking about decisions like that. Not to cut you off, but I was going, when I think about Sean Marks, it's more so the James Harden for Ben Simmons thing, because like I would have played that a totally different way.
To that point, that's what KD and Kyrie wanted.
No, I don't mean trading for Harden. I mean even after you got Harden.
Oh,
I don't think he played that right, and that's why I said that. But granted, I am not. I didn't bring though that the Nets organization up.
Mm-hmm.
I said they deserve to have the headache of just saying "F all of this."
Oh no, I think that's definitely
where they have a hand in what the position they got themselves into. But this offseason, like after it was not just a sign your contract, like your player option. I thought this was gonna be the most simplest. Y'all don't have a leg to stand on right now.
You thought Kyrie was just going to sign the contract?
No, I thought he was going to argue for more years. He was going to get a no. Eventually, he's going to be like, all right, we're going to sign our player option and keep it rocking. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Fair.
But then when the $6 million Laker things start floating around, I'm like, come on, bro. Is he really about to take a $30 million
now, here's the part that's always crazy. Once again, crazy people do crazy things. If Kyrie had done it, would you have been like,
bro, nah. I think I would have had to reevaluate a lot of things I think about in basketball, in the basketball sense of the world, if Kyrie did take a $30 million pay cut to go back to play with LeBron James in that sense. I was like, I would have had to look at it. Now, if he forces his trade way there or something like that, but the combination of those both, granted, I still don't like it. I still don't know, because the second half of your career was built off not being with this person. So the fact that you come up so short, time and time again, and now it's like, oh well, I'm just about to go back and hoop with him, because that's what it looks like to the outside world. That's a horrible look. And even with KD, like I said, going to the Brooklyn, that's not mad at you. Build your legacy there. I'm actually supporting you there. Leaving, and then these are the reported teams that you're trying to request a trade from. All of this is just looking. I mean, I don't have enough adjectives that I do have. We just can't say them on the pod. I can't find the other ones that we do. But Greg, you've been quiet. You've been silent.
With the Yankees hat on too, by the way.
With the Yankees hat on. I know you've been kind of playing the middle in terms of the extremes of the Nets. Yeah. Me being more of a supporter throughout these last couple of years, hoping to see it make it work. Brian being the more realist now, because you know time has passed and we can look back and be like, nah, he saw the red flags and put them together very nicely. What is your take on Kevin Durant and the Nets as a whole? I know Kyrie as a whole is an entire different thing.
Yeah,
that's just a lot to talk about because none of it makes sense. But I think we all agree that, yeah.
All right, so let's do this. Let's have a conversation.
The Nets conglomerate.
Let's have a conversation. All right, first and foremost, I want to wish my condolences out to the Nets fan base. All Nets fans, I listen to the Nets Spaces. Shout out to the Nets Cast Spaces. Man, they are hysterical. They are depressed. They are hurt. And I feel for them.
I heard some of those clips floating around.
Did y'all see the memo they sent out about the season tickets?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were like, non-refundable, nothing.
Oh, man. The sick part was, I had just hopped off. And when I hopped off, a lady was like, I'm getting my refund like now. Like, I'm on my way up to get my money back right now. And I feel bad for them.
I feel horrible for them. I feel bad for them.
But some of the things that they were saying, and there's no hate because I understand the frustration. And I get it. So this is not hate to any Nets fans and all that in the third. They were saying they need to fire Sean Marks. Fire him. He did an awful job. He hasn't done his job.
I ain't gonna say fire him.
Like Joe Tsai, he needs to sell the organization. How do you let two guys like this come in and then they walk out? And in my mind, I'm like, I'm not gonna say it because this is not the time. Sometimes you gotta let people hurt, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta let people get flamed up
if you try to defend.
Exactly.
You'd have got muted and booted.
Yeah. I would have went in trying to be on some voice of reason. Like, hey, y'all need to look at it from this point of view. They were like, get them out.
Yeah, you banned.
You don't show up
to the funeral asking for where your money at.
Right.
He was like, hey, where my $5 at?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
He owed me $5.
That's not it.
Which one of y'all paying us?
That's not it. Everybody's scoring out with you there.
Not the time.
So I read the room and I kept quiet. But I was like, don't y'all understand the two characters we're talking about at this moment? Do we not understand?
Fans get to be delusional, though. I will always say that. Fans get to be delusional.
You're right. They in this moment, that's
not
why
disrespectful, and that's but why delusional, I kept they definitely
and that's
do.
That's why I kept quiet. Mm-hmm. But after you get through all, what, seven stages?
It's oh, you're grieving?
Right? All seven stages of grieving? You got to get to this place, and here's the place they got to get to. Kevin Durant, for one, has already proven that he is just a hooper.
Yeah.
He is just a hooper. He wants to play at the highest level. He wants to win, but he is not in the business of leading. That's one. Kyrie Irving is not a basketball player.
He's an artist.
He's an artist. We have to get to this. We got to get to this. When you put two characters like that together, you get situations like this. Very much similar to the fact that we have never gotten a Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole collab project, but we're still waiting on it. It's just as much in this vein. Like, they played 44 games out of 218. That is the equivalent of we wishing we got that Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole mixtape back in 2014.
Yeah, I think 2024 is a year, though. I think it just makes sense, right? Because the
2024?
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe.
We got time. We know they're both talented. We know they both, if they actually really tried, if they actually, like,
my dreams would have come to fruition.
Got out of their own, if they got out of their own way, got out of their own head, if they actually did it, our take, what, 2-3 weeks ago when we say, you know what, Brooklyn could very well be back in the mix before all of this shook out, right? Like, very much could have been the case.
Well, they had the talent, the tools, the organizational support.
But here we are. Yeah. Why? Because one is just a hooper, and one is an artist. And so when you start saying Sean Marks...
That's a book, Hooper and the Artist.
So when you start saying Sean Marks needs to collab be fired, on that book. You start saying Josiah needs to sell the team, you got to look at the facts. They took on two guys that were super talented, like B said. We have no choice. They made a decision. This will take our revenue profit through the roof. We have no choice but to take them. We're stupid if we don't take them. All right, so we did that. They get here. These are superstars. We want to prove to them that we can take care of them. So they start making suggestions. This is where I have a problem with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving said at the jump, we like the culture here. We like what y'all doing. Y'all, up-and-coming franchise. Sean Marks looks like he knows what he's doing. Josiah knows how he's willing to cut the checks. We can do this. This is the place to be. You get here, and like I said that episode, I can't remember what episode it was, but Kenny Atkinson got fired, and we were like, they walked in their house, they saw the furniture, they said it looked great, and then they started moving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty behavior. No way around it. Oh. I wish somebody would. Walk in here on their first time here, say, I love your home, and then start telling me, hey, have you ever thought about feng shui?
Hey,
feng shui.
I'd be tight, dog.
Not only did they start moving stuff around, they brought their own kitchen table that was rickety, that literally only had one leg left to stand on in DeAndre Jordan.
The issue is, to be honest, and I agree with the metaphor, I'm not even mad about the metaphor that you did. I'm more mad at, it's more like you started a construction project and you didn't want to lead it. It's like, you said, I'm going to rearrange or do all this redecorating, even if you liked it before, because that could have been true. Yeah. You're trying to improve it, but you didn't want to spearhead all of your own plans. Like, you didn't seem as invested in making the decisions that you were suggesting to happen.
And so this is where I think, once again, you have to do a deep dive into who KD and Kyrie are as people. Like, they wanted to spearhead it. They wanted to be the leaders, but they didn't want the criticism that comes with that. They don't want the backlash that comes with that.
But in reality, that's not leadership. And that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying.
They don't, like, they want to be leaders because they think it's how it's supposed to be. I'm KD. I'm Kyrie. Y'all supposed to listen to
us. I'm the most talented or I'm the best player on the team.
Let me do what I do. But they don't want to deal with the repercussions of those decisions. Like I said, we sat here and we had the conversation on the pod one day. We don't need a coach. Okay. You got Steve Nash then. I don't want to hear nothing about, all I've heard this whole, I've heard so many excuses made for why they lost to Boston. The main one being they got out-coached. And I'm like, y'all said y'all don't need a coach. Like, pick a lane. Like, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to be the forefront of a franchise, you're going to be the face of a franchise, you're going to take on the GM role that we blame LeBron James for so much, take the hit that comes with it.
And that's where I can respect LeBron. Because even while I do hate the fact that he does that and he goes around manipulating every situation, and then when he leaves in their franchise's wake, it's rebuild,
utter chaos.
Rebuild and revamp all the way around. Like, he takes the brunt of it for the most part. And
but the difference,
he's successful.
Yeah, I'm about to say the biggest thing and biggest credit I can give to Bron, one, he's doing these organizations how he's doing is A, he wins. Fact. Regardless of where he's at, regardless of how the chip looks,
he gets one.
Yeah,
he gets at least one.
We talk about that bubble chip all we want. It's a chip. Like, this is coming from a Laker fan who doesn't necessarily like it. And then two, he does take that criticism extremely well on the chin. He's willing to run it back. Like Kevin Durant, like, I was cool with everything until you don't run it back. Like, this is still the organization you chose to be. You're still like 3 years under contract. Like,
four.
4 years under contract. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you come here to do what you say or present yourself to be doing. And I don't really care about any kind of hardship. It was more so it felt like ducking out and running. And I don't want to speak a little bit too strongly because, you know, we don't know any of these people specifically.
Right.
But it felt like ducking out and running after
that. I'm not going to say it's ducking out. I am going to say it feels like – it does feel – one, it feels extremely petty because, like I said, it seems like the culmination of all this was finally when the Nets didn't give Kyrie his max extension.
The max extension, yeah.
And KD was kind of like, oh, if y'all going to disrespect him, well, I'm out too. And
then they came back and was like, we'll rather actually get rid of both. Like, I remember that report a couple weeks ago, too. Yeah.
And you know what? And granted, it was probably dumb on Brooklyn's part.
Yeah.
But on the same token, like, after everything these guys have put you through, I probably would have been in the for GM office a little upset,
that's
too.
What
like,
I understand that madness and all of
if
this.
If that's really the route y'all want to go, I'll trade both y'all and just restart this whole franchise.
You get to a point where it's crazy.
Whatever.
But you get to the point.
Yeah, the frustration builds. Like,
y'all think that was bad? I thought that was great. I loved it.
Oh no!
I loved it. Both sides are dog.
From a basketball standpoint, I'm not saying like that's the greatest idea.
As a basketball,
as a human being, I'm not mad at that at all. But basketball, I don't think that's the number one thing you do.
One, you got because you always got to remember the politics at play. Great.
Yeah.
Once again, was he really wrong in what he said? Probably not. But it's one of them things you don't say publicly. That's something you just keep inside. Like, hey, if they really want to play this game, I'll pull the trigger easy.
Once again, context matters. And going back to who these two individuals are, Joe Tsai and Sean Marks.
These are still two individuals who have extreme amount of power in the
NBA,
though. Yes,
for sure. I'm not taking that away from them, from Kevin Durant and all that in the third. And Kevin Durant and Kyrie. I'm not taking that away from them. But what I can say is, if I'm the owner, if I am the organization that's put together this situation, the situation, especially before you arrived, was actually on the up and coming. Let's keep in mind who's on this team. Yeah. Jared Allen was on this team.
D'Angelo Russell, Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie.
D'Lo.
That was a solid team.
They had pieces that actually ended up turning out to be borderline all-stars.
Fair.
D'Lo was an all-star there.
Jared Allen.
D'Lo was an all-star there. Jared Allen was a star
last year, yeah.
So they're former all-stars, recent all-stars. Oh, shoot. I know what I'm doing. I've always heard rich people say this, and I believe it at this point because they keep doing it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. I could go broke, but since I've already made that first million, I know how to do it again.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's I've seen.
I could be broke with the rich people. Yeah,
like, yes. I've done it once. I can do it again. I have to respect this move. I have to respect, even from a basketball standpoint. I have to respect this move because they know in their mind what a good culture looks like. We sold ourselves out to get you guys, and we sold our culture in the process. All right, since you don't want to be here, bye. We're going to go ahead and get our culture back. We're going to go ahead and do what we do. It might take us some time.
I would agree with that depending on how you get out of it, though. How
I'm
you
saying,
get out of it would make sure it's a better basketball decision.
Like that,
burning everything to the ground out of spite
is stupid basketball-wise. Call me crazy.
Here's the thing about it. And this is
I'm not mad at it as a human, but it's not best business-wise.
If you're going to lose Kevin Durant and Kyrie, you're burning to the ground anyway. There's nothing you can do about that. So you're going to completely restart no matter what. Once again, I don't disagree with what you're saying. That's something I just don't know if I would have ever said publicly. It would have been something I would have definitely felt inside. Yeah. It would have definitely been said in the GM, assistant GM, coach's room. Like, hey, if they want to bounce, let them go. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But you, once again, understanding who Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are, their agencies alone is dang near 50% of the NBA. I'm pretty sure because I think they're both signed with two of the biggest agents in the NBA. So, like, you piss off those two agents, you just cut yourself off from half the league. So that's not a route I would have gone publicly.
Yeah.
It would have been what
I felt the sentiment. Like,
once again, I would have definitely been on the same path.
Remember, Remember the reports that the Kings didn't sign, didn't draft Luka,
because
Vlade had problems with his pops.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is dumb basketball wise, but I respect the decision.
That's
like, a human
that's how
being.
You feel. That's how you feel, bro.
Now, granted, that was even more absurd than this
stupid.
One.
That was really stupid.
But this on the same level of, I don't necessarily think business basketball wise that's the best decision to go about it. But just as a man, like as a human being. And you feel somebody's constantly being petty or disrespecting you or just blowing up your workspace, your product, your business, your environment.
And
I definitely would have felt it.
And all I've gotten back is one playoff series win. Yeah, bro, lump y'all. That's how I would have felt.
And that's why I thought this offseason was supposed to go, because I thought nobody had room to really argue anything. It was literally, can I get a 4-year max?
No.
I'm going to sign this player option, and we're going to rock out for a year. And if it's horrible again, we'll burn it all down and do whatever afterwards. But we'll do it in a more general way rather than all of this. But that's all I had to say about that part.
I mean, I guess y'all right in that regard. Yeah, basketball-wise, politically-wise, yeah, I'm with it. But I love it. I love it. I feel you. Joe Sides on, bro.
Yeah.
I love it.
Greg's like, I already did it too.
I might get a Brooklyn jersey.
Just a nameless Brooklyn.
Because who's on it now?
Claxton
got a Simmons jersey.
2 years, 20
million. No number, just Sy on the back. I don't know.
Patty Mills? Get a Patty Mills jersey.
Like, I don't know. Because, man.
Now, I will say, once again, I don't know where Kevin Durant ends up anymore.
I was about to go there with
him. Yeah, like
at this point, I'm with you, and I'll let you finish. But I'm with you on this part where wanting your three teams, your two teams is Miami, Phoenix. What was the third team?
That was the two I saw.
He said at first.
Yeah. Okay, and I know there's certain names that keep popping up because they're pressing for it, like Minnesota. Try to press
everybody
for
in the world
it.
Is calling
the
for
are
Portland.
For it.
Portland called for him.
So reportedly now, like the market's kind of drying up because like people are just like
they're moving on. They're moving on.
I mean, it's really that thing of like because Kevin Durant and somebody made a great analogy the other day, and they were like, "Yo, it's very similar to when Kobe Bryant demanded a trade out of L.A. in like 2007, 2008." And the problem is
you're gonna lose that trade regardless.
One, the team's gonna lose the trade, but two, wherever they try to send Kobe, in order to get a good thing back.
You're killing that team.
You're going to have to kill that team. Yeah. So Kobe's just going to a similar
why
situation.
Why he couldn't go to the Bulls? Because I'm getting Ben Gordon back.
I'm
I can't
go
ben to Phoenix.
And Luau
Dinh
I'm getting and like,
Devin Booker and
it doesn't
back.
Make
like,
sense.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing now. It's like, in
you have
order
to cut
the,
your team for him.
Unless you're going to give up, unless you're going to take 50 cents on the dollar for Kevin Durant, which they're not going to do. They have him locked up for 4 years.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, to your point, Joe Sy's a bad dude. Joe Sy, I call the bluff. You're 34, about to be 35, bro.
I was about to
you're
say,
not,
I keep
you're
him
not
there.
Sitting out a season. So let's stop this game. Like
no, this is one of the things where I always say in terms of like a little bit of a control and why I was kind of really upset about demanding a trade like this is because if they don't trade you, you're going to play. Like, are you choice. Really going to tell me that you just burned these last couple of years? Not burned because you were hurt. You were recovering. But then this last season, and now you're going to burn this next season waiting for a trade or something like that? When you're already, what, 33, 34?
Yeah.
I respect to Kevin Durant as one of the greatest players to ever touch a rock, but that's nonsensical. So I'm not mad if the Nets do say, well, if we can't get what we want, we'll try
we'll
it again next year.
Exactly. Like, we'll wait, bro.
Yeah, on some real. Like, and I wouldn't wait. Be mad at that because that's what I would do. I would literally at this point, the Nets should be looking for whatever the best because they've already burnt that political.
I mean, you got
nice
they gave
bridge
away
anyway.
All the draft capital already for James Harden.
Exactly.
So you have to get some of that back. You have to get at least a decent player back, like an up and coming all star type. Like they have, you're getting rid of a top 3 to 5 player in the world.
Yeah,
you have to get at least 80 cents on the dollar back. And that's minimal.
Yeah. You're still losing that trade.
You're still losing that trade. Yeah, but that's the minimum. I'm not taking 50 cents on the dollar back for Kevin Durant.
He's
I might do that for Kyrie Irving just to get him out the locker room.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that for Kevin Durant, who I have locked up for 4 years.
Right. Yeah.
Facts. There's no reason.
Facts.
So the market's drying up. Contenders can't give away their whole team because Kevin Durant doesn't want to go there if they do that.
Contenders will rather say, I'll rather try with what I have, especially when you see the Bucks winning, the Warriors winning. Granted, the Warriors have retooled, but you don't see everybody having to dump their whole rosters just for Kevin Durant anymore. So the fact that there's no other teams really doing that to compete against it either. So it's not like whichever team's going to do it is going to have that one big three that's going to walk through the league, or we expect to walk through the league. No, nah, if I'm teams, I'll be slow to press my button on Kevin Durant as well, because if I'm the Nets, I'm going to have him for 3 to 4 years, and that has to sit as well. So it's a lot to go into the trades. It's how much the Nets are willing to get back for him. Right. How much teams are willing to push, because it's like, well, if we can't get him now, we know the market is drying up. This could be a thing that does actually last longer than I hope. I was hoping he got traded the same day just for it all to be done with.
Nah.
I mean,
I would have just wanted to peel the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
That's like personally.
I personally would have wanted that too, but here we are. We got a whole drama series.
No, it was one report. This was the dumbest report, but it was my favorite because it was that dumb. It was like they reportedly wanted to be packaged and traded together.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would love to see how much money gets moved. Like, how do you move that money to make that work with 18 teams and et cetera? But
to that point, this is why I know, and I'm going to say this with my whole chest, if I'm wrong one day, this is going to be the pod y'all can always come back and say I was wrong on. This is how I know Kevin Durant is never going to win another championship. Because you're about to leave Brooklyn in shambles. You and Kyrie created this disaster. And you're still willing to say, I want to play with Kyrie Irving somewhere else. You didn't learn from this mistake. Y'all, this is when a kid burns down a house and doesn't realize he shouldn't play with matches anymore. Like, that's what this is.
House shouldn't have been flammable.
Like, and that's really what, and that's literally what they're sitting there saying.
No, that's what they're saying. That's
like,
what I'm
they're
telling
literally
you.
Just like, oh, well, y'all should have gave
the crib,
us more. Y'all
the crib shouldn't have been flammable.
Y'all should have gave me a max contract, even though I only played 35% of my games.
Next like, house.
That's exactly what this is. So, Kevin Durant clearly has not learned from this disaster. Kyrie Irving definitely has.
I can say, so, I can respect the opinion of saying they didn't learn from the disaster based off of the very few hours and days that we've seen posted. They haven't really had a chance to really reflect and sit, I would say, enough time as a human being. But I do agree with the concern that it shows in terms of like, bro, in your immediate chaos and turmoil, you don't understand. Like, even if that is your man's, even if y'all love each other to death, I don't know how deep the relationship is. Bro. It doesn't seem to be beneficial for business. But I would definitely stop short of saying he won't win another chip, because I'm stopping to guess on the way the leagues go. I'm gonna pump my brake because he could get moved somewhere tomorrow, and I'm just like, well, what if he does pull that trigger with Jimmy and Bam and Katie
I think
Kyle.
Jimmy Butler would eat him alive. Like, I think he would be in, like, you think him and Draymond Green have beef? I think him and Jimmy Butler would have beef.
I respect that. That's just for another time. I'm just saying, in terms of guessing for a championship,
I feel you.
I definitely think that is premature, but I am not mad at your frame of mind for thinking about how mentality affects winning. Because I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that's premature. That's wild. But that's a take, you know, though. That's a take.
I'm gonna revise that take just a little bit. He's never winning another championship unless he goes back to Golden State.
Wow.
Find out next time.
Yeah, man. Y'all do what y'all do in the comments. Leave a comment below. We appreciate those who left comments on the last ones. Let us know what y'all think. Is Kevin Durant getting out of Brooklyn this offseason? If so, where? To be continued, dog. To be continued. Well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be something else that pops back up. We appreciate y'all. As always, eat, sleep, breathe the game. We love you. Be safe. We out.